all the whole week. So we're going to start with an exercise that will involve being relaxed and having something to write on right nearby. And so if you just go ahead and get set for that.
What did you have to have it in our turners?
Hard to say, probably. Yeah, so folks will bring journals to each session. Anything that would pull you away from attending to your breath. Just letting any tension that might be there flow out on the exhale. Another couple nice deep breaths. Just letting them go completely. And consider for a moment, what are you hoping to receive from this week? Just go ahead and jot down some notes about what arises for you. And when you're finished writing, if you again just close your eyes and bring your attention to your breathing. Is there anything in particular that you would like to let go of? send you. Close your eyes again and bring your attention to your breathing. Do you have any fears or apprehensions about the week? And if so, what are they? Thank you. next question. In what ways would you like to challenge yourself this week? Is there anything in particular that you notice as we get started? So we're next going to pair up. It will be from the decide who's going to go first and who's going to go second. And person number one will talk about what you're seeing through these questions. And person number two will listen reflectively, or will reflectively listen. Or both.
Do you mean reflective?
Please.
Okay.
Yeah. Always good to pair up with folks you know least well, although in this room now it's getting close to everybody knows everybody. But so if you would, go ahead and pair it up. Okay, do we need a triad? So would you hop into one of those dyads and create a triad? And then just sort of, you know, when, yeah, maybe go a little bit, switch a little bit before the bell rings the first time and so on and so forth to the triad. Okay?
Yeah.
I can't laugh about it, really.
You can't laugh about it.
Well, yeah. Just laugh, though.
Yeah, so you start out the first evening of facilitator's retreat. You're doing reflective listening, and what you get is...
How bad I was at it.
How bad you were at it. Yeah.
And what I said was stupid, and I was being reflective.
Oh, right. Both sides you were wrong.
Right. So okay. Self-hate is just really
strong. Yeah. Yeah. And you spoke up immediately. Didn't let it sit there, keep munching at you.
Yeah, that's my defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Amy. What I've seen is a lot of intimidation.
A lot of intimidation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Of what I'm projecting onto everyone in this room.
Yes.
They're experienced and high level and. Mm-hmm. And basically better than me.
Yeah, so you're projecting, and you're acknowledging that you're projecting, that they're experienced and high level, and,
And I'm not
doing anything
to project.
You're not doing anything to project. You're going to pick it up. But you know where it comes from.
So what I'm being told is that I've had a bad week of sharing in group. And so
a bad week of sharing in group.
Yeah. An embarrassing week of sharing in group.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it's saying is don't participate. And so
it's saying
don't participate.
Don't participate.
Yeah.
Okay, because you've had a bad week of sharing in group.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And
are you believing that?
I'm going up against it. There's someone difficult in it. Someone's believing that I should let everyone else participate.
Mm-hmm.
This retreat's for them. As a good facilitator.
As a good facilitator,
And I'm separate.
Mm-hmm. You're one of the bad ones.
Yeah. The ones who doesn't belong here.
Doesn't belong here. Yeah.
So that's what I'm being told.
Yeah. And so.
So I'm going to challenge myself by participating anyway.
Yes. You're going to challenge yourself by participating anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Jen.
Well, I just saw something very, very cool in listening to people that what conditioning wants to do is to put each of us at the center of the suffering universe, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not
at the center of the suffering universe.
I know that's not brand new. And that what we're doing, I just saw it as a sangha, which is true, is that we're turning the tables. And so it's like, oh, I'm separate. And in a way, like, they're all against me.
Yes.
You know, meaning everyone, really. Mm-hmm. Everything, all of life. Right?
It's against me. Yeah.
Right, yeah. And what we're doing is we're all getting on the same team and positioning ourselves so it is the focus and can no longer be in control of our lives.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, that's what we're doing in facilitating.
Yes.
That in doing that, we're positioning ourselves to always be in a position of seeing rather than being kind of like chased in a sense.
Yeah, turning around as in the fear book and
exactly.
Going at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's such a great way to
both
start
individually
the
and collectively.
Yeah, mm-hmm. With people, you know, exposing that going on, which has that effect that we're turning the tables.
Yeah, 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 mm-hmm. Turning the tables on conditioning, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead.
I just want to say this because first thing out of the gate, like the judge was there just going at it with all my questions, you know, had a comment on everything.
So you were writing your response to the questions and the judge was there
right.
critiquing.
Right. And it's kind of funny, I didn't see that until we got to the end of the questions, and then it was kind of funny because it was like, that was the one thing I was hoping to, you know, hope to be here and be able to speak without thinking things through and, uh-huh. you know, without having this constant critique of everything that comes out of my mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just want to say the one thing I got the most flack for right
from this.
Yes, for my answer to the first one, and is what do you want to get out of this week?
Mm-hmm.
And what came up is love, and I felt really embarrassed about that, and like, you know, I kept going, oh, that's just stupid. Find another answer.
Isn't it amazing?
You know, mm-hmm. and so...
It's so stupid to want to get love out of the
I just want to say, yeah, it was my number one answer. I'm not sticking to it.
Yeah, and so need to reveal it, because that is what we're up against. Is there's love, and what a stupid answer I want you to believe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see, Marie, and then Michael, and then we'll come down this way.
Well, you know, one of the things, when I was at the BART parking lot today and people mm-hmm. started showing up, you know, it was really fun. And
so you're there at BART, and along comes somebody from wherever and somebody else from another state.
Yeah, so before you knew it, we had Sangha, you know, we were all there together, kind of not looking at each other anymore. We had to look at each other, you know, to really be together. And so, I don't know, it just felt
not like having to look at each other to really be together.
Yeah. And so, you know, I don't know, it just felt really nice and, you know, supportive. And so I'm stealing this from somebody else that shared, but somebody else said, they were afraid they're going to get identified, and I thought, that's it. I'm afraid I'm going to get identified and start being separate.
Uh-huh. Which is such an incredibly quick way to get you to feel separate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Put up the fear of, oh, you know, here's this, wow. Here they are, and it's so wonderful to be together, and we feel so close. And we're not even talking or looking at each other.
Right. But you're probably going to get identified and start being a separate
self. It's going to all get taken away. Yeah. Michael.
I want to say that for what I'm hoping to receive, love was one of the things I came up with, too.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came up with that, I went, wow. because.
Yeah. You went, wow.
Yeah, I went, wow. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. And when we did what, how do you want to challenge yourself, I experienced this, I'm guessing it's all in the body, and right now it's happening, but just contraction.
Mm.
And
contraction
and not even wanting to even consider the question.
Uh-huh.
And which is not new.
Okay.
What is new, I think, is talking about the fact that that's a question that I don't want to. It's a tough one.
So, how do you want to challenge yourself? It's a tough question.
That's a tough question. Uh-huh.
Do you feel a lot of contraction goes on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because somehow I think, I don't know, well, I don't know why, but mm-hmm. It just is. And what has been present, one of that, and it's still here.
But challenging?
Well, it's in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's here a lot. And right now, I don't know, it's, I'm buying it less. I'm aware of it a little bit more.
You're aware of it more, and it sounds like maybe it's having less power over you?
Yeah. And so one of the things I want to do is participate. And, So that's it.
So you'll be watching that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be watching. One other thing that I enjoyed is that depression has been present tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started talking about it, the depression went away. And that's something that it's like instead of an antidepressant, mm-hmm. when I talk about it in group lately, that's been happening.
Yeah.
It's been lifting, and then I do this thing where I jot down notes when I'm doing written assignments of things that conditioning is using to pull me out of center. And now what happens is I sit down to do the assignment,
mm-hmm.
and if I'm depressed, the depression goes away. Mm-hmm. I don't even have to write it down. You know what I mean? I sit down to do the assignment with the intention of doing this thing that I do,
mm-hmm.
and the depression goes away.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So,
What do you suspect?
What do I suspect?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing is, I just keep doing it. I have been doing this for months and months,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't stopped, and I just keep doing it, and
kind of like committed to it.
So maybe it's working.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also what I want. Because it hasn't been easy, you know, and it's still not.
It hasn't been
easy.
Hasn't been easy.
Yeah.
And it's still not. But now, when you just sit down with the intention of making notes.
Right.
The depression left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Lori.
Well, I'm just so really so pleased to be here. You know, I don't know a lot of the people in this room.
Mm-hmm.
I know very few people in this room, actually, which is surprising, because usually on retreat I know a lot of people. It doesn't seem so.
When you do retreat in Asheville.
When I do retreat in North Carolina, it's a really different crowd. And so, just to be able to be here with people who have been practicing, it's just so thrilling and a little daunting. So hearing other people say, oh, yeah, I'm feeling a little bit, you know, nervous or whatever about this, and like the conditioning that wants to say, well, you don't know this very well, you're not very good at this, and it's just so interesting to see that and how that wants to have a real impact,
mm-hmm.
and then to just kind of move away from it for a little bit and keep noticing.
Yeah.
The other thing, which is the blessing of having, like Maria was talking about, standing for a very long time on that. Really, it was just so fun.
It was a nice day.
and then to ride over here with a group, a car full of people, and just not say anything, and just it was so like exactly right. And all of it, it just is so, just gives me so much ground. I have so much ground, yeah. and then I remember that I don't have to know anything because it's all here, and mm-hmm. there's just something about that, and it's all here. It's not here.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. It's like just present.
Yeah.
So
that's so neat to have that experience, as I'm projecting. Mm-hmm. You had of you don't know that many people. You haven't been with this particular group of folks in Sangha, but it's Sangha. Yeah. And that's here.
And I have heard people's names on the telephones, and I'm like, oh, that's who that is. Oh, no, that is. Oh, no, that is.
Yeah, it all hooks
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very exciting.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, it is. Lynette, and then David, and then Tammy, and we'll get down there too.
Yeah, so I was looking at a couple things. I was looking at how I have this kind of ongoing thing about how I don't participate.
Uh-huh.
Although I keep coming here.
Yeah. Somehow it doesn't count.
You know, but I also was, I think I've been looking at, it's kind of the Sangha thing too. One of the things that I wanted to challenge myself with was just widening my compassion.
Mm, widening compassion.
Yeah, and it's such a perfect place to do it because mm-hmm. there's everybody's here. And mm-hmm. So it just it starts going, and then somehow it just, once it starts going, then I can find it for myself.
Uh-huh. So somehow in the group you sense the compassion. Mm-hmm. And then feel that widening. That
yeah. Once I start feeling it for someone else, then mm-hmm. it seems like it opens the door up mm-hmm. for me.
Yeah, that we will do for the love of others. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
What I realized actually when people started sharing, it's not something I wrote down, but what came to me was. How, when the retreat was first, when it was emailed out that we would have another facilitator training retreat, I remember receiving the email and immediately getting just terrified, or getting identified with somebody who was terrified.
Mm.
And I didn't realize this at the time, but it kind of occurred to me right now, I think, what was going on, because then subsequently I didn't really think about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think somewhere in my mind I felt like, well, you know, this is great, you know, I'm just kind of whatever, I wasn't having any thoughts about it and stuff. But then a part of me, tonight, what I'm realizing in some ways is that perhaps that part got really, really scared. Instead of kind of acknowledging or being with that part or kind mm-hmm. of just sharing in the experience in some mm-hmm. ways, I think that he just got stuffed away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of just, okay, you know, just let's not even think about it kind
yeah.
of thing.
Which is really, really interesting to see, isn't it?
It is for me, because I'm... What I realized, of course, was that... or not of course, but what I realized is that there's a lot of energy moving around. You know, there is mm-hmm. Fear and nerves and, mm-hmm. you know, whatever else I'm going to label kind of all this stuff going on.
All that stuff moving around
yeah,
inside.
Yeah, all that stuff moving around inside.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, just to kind of acknowledge... That's going on.
Yes.
And kind of seeing maybe for the first time that the way to be with that is, so I think traditionally it's like, well, I'll either stuff that
mm-hmm.
and pretend it doesn't exist, and therefore whoever is quite terrified, you know, his needs will never really get attended to.
Mm-hmm. Right. He'll just sit under there.
Yeah. He'll just kind of have to deal with however he does with mm-hmm. that. And then the other way seems to be to just be, you know, pretty unequivocally identified with him mm-hmm. and then just kind of come from that space
mm-hmm.
where
mm-hmm.
everything is just, you know, a little person here mm-hmm. and then the big people everywhere there.
Everything's threatening.
Everything's threatening, you know, the inadequacy, the self-worthlessness, just that whole story
mm-hmm.
that kind of keeps this whole system in place in
mm-hmm,
some ways.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of the recognition that those two things are kind of...
Yeah, those options don't seem like really terrific
yeah.
choices, do they?
That's right. Like, they're definitely choices.
Mm-hmm.
And I've definitely experienced a lot of time in each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden this evening, sitting here, you know, both what I'd like to receive and what I'd like to let go of, it all felt like kind of the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all kind of surrounded with finding some kind of middle ground between those two spaces.
Yeah.
Where this little guy, his needs, get looked after.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, the part of me that really wants to participate and to show up and to, you know, be a contribution and look after, you know, this person and stuff. That was the receiving and the kind of wanting to let go, kind of, I guess these two, in some ways, unrealistic approaches to looking after myself.
Both in, it sounds like both not too effective ways of dealing with fear.
Yeah, not too effective. Yeah, both of those are very ineffective. So just kind of being with the fear that's coming up right now, and I guess willing to just kind of allow that.
Yeah, and it sounds like maybe explore it. So
exactly, have the willingness or the courage to, you know, step outside it and in a somewhat. Somewhat public sense or whatever, explore it and just kind of acknowledge that those are really, those are kind of not embarrassing spaces, but intimidating to let that out in some ways. You know, the fear of being seen, like, wow, everybody's going to see that about me, and then, it, you know, that whole story about, you know, and then they'll know it's true, and, you know, I'm such a fraud, and all these, you know.
It's so amazing, isn't it? It creates the fear, and then it tells you you should be ashamed of yourself having the fear.
That's right, yeah. And whatever you do.
Instead of, if I speak this out, it's going to lose a lot of its power.
That's right, and exactly. And what I was going to say, what always part of the whole deal is, like, you know, don't expose it.
Yes.
You know,
which
is,
talk about it.
Yeah, and of course, so it is really saying, don't talk about me. Don't let everybody know that I'm in here doing this to you.
Because I might lose my power.
I might lose my power. And instead of tricking you that you're so inadequate and worthless and all these things, you might find out that no more or less so than anybody else, but you might find your own sense of self-worth and your adequacy, which would be very intimidating or fearful for this thing, that survivor.
Well, one of the ways I wanted to challenge myself, I said, was to participate fully. Yeah, because I felt the first retreat, I felt so intimidated the whole time that I didn't want to go through the whole week like that. So then I really wanted to participate. And it was interesting when we were writing about the fears and the apprehensions. I mean, as I was writing, I could feel that, like, my heart started beating fast, and I was like, but it was interesting because as when I was sharing it, it was like, well, one of the big fears is that I won't be really present to be able to, like, reflect what somebody has to say. That's one of the big ones. But it's interesting because when I was sharing about that, it's like I get told that that's going to happen.
Yes.
Even before I'm even listening or before anything happens.
Yeah,
it's, you're not going to be able to listen.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm going to sit here and talk to you
and tell you how you're not going to be able to do it and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So just to be able to see that it's, you know, it starts its campaign before the, you know, reflective listening, whatever, even starts.
Yeah. And we can see how it can work in terms of, I mean, how it makes itself work by distracting us with, this is what's going to happen and you're not going to be able to.
Yeah.
But that turning away from it is, it's actually a wonderful practice because then we learn how to turn away from it while we're reflecting. We can turn away from it in lots of other circumstances.
Yeah. That's motivating.
Thank you. Now down here, there's Tracy.
It's funny, I wrote Kindness and Love as the first one. And then the second one that I'm afraid of is to ask for what I need. And the voices are really active right now. It's telling me that I just need to deal with it because this is my issue and to not seek better accommodations and...
all the good jargon words that are supposed to convince you.
And with the fear and apprehension, I'm in the dorm, and I was in the dorm once before, a long, long time ago, And I'm kind of beating myself up for not putting my usual, I'm a late sleeper in there. And I just got really, really triggered. Mm-hmm. And I just need to say it out loud.
Uh-huh.
I was raped when I was 15 in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. It was like a dorm setting. And so I just, my survival system, I have this like ultra vigilance.
Yeah.
When it comes to the nighttime.
The 15-year-old is right there.
Yeah, and she's just like, you know, like Dave just mentioned, like people going to the bathroom, and I'm just like, oh my God, just to like hear the sounds. And someone that's just terrified, and that's like wanting to walk out of here right now, because like the thought of like another 4 days that I stayed in there before, it's like, you know, I can just not sleep for a while, you know, it's just like, you know, I go to sleep, I get startled, and then I gotta like mentor the person that got startled. It's like, it's just a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what to do with it.
And have you just this evening had a chance at all to be with that part who is so, is it impossible to?
I mean, I feel like I can be with her, but I mean, it's the tricky thing. It's like the, you know, it's like this, like consciously I can totally be with her, but it's that tricky, like middle of the night, you just fall asleep and then, oh, boom, you're up.
Yeah.
All systems full of adrenaline. You gotta kind of deal with it. I'm just like, it just, you know, just like, what's kind, you know? Like, is kindness saying something and seeing if there is some other place for me to stay, or is kindness, you know, but I just have to deal with it.
Which doesn't sound very kind when it's put like that, does it?
It doesn't, but,
yeah,
you know, and then there's a whole shameful thing, you know, and, so... Yeah, that's really...
So a really hard place.
Yeah, a really hard place. That whole questioning of, like, what's kind, you know, do you have to just, like, get through something? Mm-hmm. Or do you, you know that the guidelines not to seek better combinations to say something?
Yeah, well, and it's getting... Because part of what sounds like the unkindness is getting into that conversation and being kind of ping-ponged back and forth between... There's a right way to do this, and what's the right way to do it when there's somebody obviously who's having a really hard time, and probably last thing she needs is to be caught up in a conversation about what's the right thing to do.
Yeah. If it's like, you know, like I mean, I've had to deal with this for a couple decades now, so it's like I know how to deal with it.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, okay, if it's a night or two, like I can go without really sleep because I hear everything. But it's like just knowing how much this practice means to me and facilitation. And just how much I just appreciate opportunity.
Yeah.
And then to like have to deal with this on top of it. So there's like that part that's kind of like a sad or something that, you know, that she's not going to be able to fully be here.
And Tracy, I wonder if it's possible, and this might be just something in the course of the week, but to facilitate the experience that you're having.
Yeah.
From a place of real kindness and real compassion and real caring for what's going on. Maybe that, you know, if this were somebody else that you were facilitating, how would you facilitate her?
Part of me, it's like it's easier when like I have some control over what I can do with her, but
you know,
I really want to maintain, you know, the guidance kind of like here, and part of me feels like I that's a little bit out of my control, a little bit too. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge challenge.
Yeah, and it's, I'll just say one more thing, because it's just right here. It's like, you know, I've been here a fair amount the last, you know, couple, handful of years, and I always feel like I'm like this kind of a mess when I'm here. And so there's like there's like self-hate right there on that too. You know, just like. Yeah, like a bit of, you know, with a film of shame.
You know, what goes through for me, just is what a perfect place to bring it.
Yeah. Like I feel like I'm shaking, but you know, there's part of me that feels like I need to be able to take care of this, not, you know, not have it public. Not bring it to, like, you know, open it up to for people to have access to it, or not access, but just, it's just a part, you know.
Just really vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so there's just this, like, thing that, yeah, that's just, like, wants to pick that, and, you know. So I just.
Turn it into a shame thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it seems to me that being able to put it out there is what can is taking steps toward not toward disempowering the shame.
Yeah. Yeah, and just, you know, in practice, it's like, you know, I think it's, you know, it's just so great being able to, you know, being able to facilitate myself and being able to take care of this person, too. And I think the whole part of just bringing it, you know, out a step into, yeah, like, a larger audience is really the hard part.
Yeah.
You know, that's when I write down, like, what am I so afraid of? It's just, you know, ask for what I need.
Yeah.
You know, it's way easier if I have control of getting and take care of it, but when the control's taken away, it's a lot harder.
Yeah. Yeah, and when we can take care of it all ourselves, we can stay in the illusion that we do have control.
Yeah. The world gets small.
Mm-hmm.
And the world gets small.
And the world gets really small.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it has to stay that way for us to stay safe.
To stay safe.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of stepping out and being,
yeah,
courageous and being willing to sort of take on the onslaught that comes with shame.
Yeah.
Comes with the experience of shame.
Yeah, just, you know, wishing that I didn't have to go through this, you know, but it's, you know, keep trying to say like that, you know. It's just something I have to work with.
Yeah.
It's just probably not,
yeah,
trying to wear it out, but it's obviously not worn out yet.
Yeah. It's getting a little frazzled around the edges. Michael.
I'm just noticing a deep sense of gratitude for being here.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's been a relatively long time since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I feel like I've received the whole retreat already. And, just to be here with this wonderful community, and
yeah,
it's just an extraordinary privilege.
Yes. So a lot of gratitude and.
A lot of gratitude.
Yeah. A while, yeah, since you've been here, but really.
Yeah. And along the lines of what I'd like to let go of,
mm-hmm,
is a conditioning story that there's a life other than the life that I have.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. some idea that there's a life other than the one that you have.
Yeah, as if there was time for a life other than the one. It's
like, good luck.
Yeah.
Rebecca.
Well, I too am feeling just a lot of gratitude for being here and for this refuge.
Mm.
Really
this refuge.
Feels like a refuge.
Yeah.
And I'm noticing too the illusion of a separate self trying to work, mm-hmm. do its work. Mm-hmm. And I really liked what was said earlier, that it's like we're all the team, mm-hmm. turning it on it, you
yes.
know. And that's what this whole conversation has been.
Mm-hmm.
It's been each of us in our own way, through our own awareness practice, doing that.
Yes, turning the tables on it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also been noticing something also that was said earlier in this conversation about shoving a part aside.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wanting to kind of put out this intention that that's what I'm going to be working with this week, is watching this angry part of me that doesn't ever, it sometimes gets airtime, mm-hmm. but doesn't really get my attention and my best. Doesn't ever get my best.
So sometimes gets airtime,
mm-hmm.
but this angry part doesn't really get your best.
You know, in relationship.
Quality attention.
Yeah, quality attention. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. that's exactly it. And mm-hmm. so I just really appreciate being able to put that out.
Yeah. So that's going to be part of what you're looking at this week, is
mm-hmm.
how that one gets shoved aside. And
yeah. We'll see how it.
Mm-hmm.
How it unfolds.
We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ramita.
I want to let go of the idea that there's a right way to do this, and my fears of making mistakes.
Okay. Letting go of that there's a right way to do this, and letting go of the fear of making mistakes.
Yeah.
And I guess the belief that you could.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then just wanting to acknowledge my commitment to, what was that commitment?
Tricky, huh?
No comparisons.
No comparisons.
Just really comparing myself. And, you know, again, knowing that people in this room, you know, I've heard of, and mm-hmm. all sorts of stories being told about who is who, putting names and stories, and creating stories where there aren't any.
Which is what we do all the time.
Yes. So it's perfect projection play.
Mm-hmm.
But coming back and just saying, you know, if my intention is to listen to people in without having to put me above or below.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about me.
Yeah.
Stepping outside of that small sense of self to mm-hmm. listen. Mm-hmm. Even if I don't have to facilitate back, I'm not just, it's almost a facilitation practice inside myself when I'm listening to people in group.
Mm-hmm. Allowing yourself to just be listening instead of having all the little conversations go on that different parts of you have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Comparisons and things like that.
Yeah, which then slips into the I'm separate because I'm more or less, or I don't have my deeds on.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And there's the mistake, huh?
Entering my journal.
And yeah. So watching all of that and letting it go. Mm-hmm. Jan and Mickey.
Well, I sort of right with Michael. I feel like, you know, I have great gratitude. I feel like I've gotten, you know, right off the bat. Because I came, and what I included in part of my answers was just this sense of discomfort that I've had a good part of the day. And I thought, you know, what is this? And then I realized, this has been going on all week. You know, it isn't just because I was then I saw that what goes on is that scanning of what's wrong. And then realizing, oh, this isn't new. That's been going on a week. And then when what was brought up at the beginning of how we make ourselves separate, I don't know if it was done differently this time, if conditioning just took a different approach, because I didn't recognize it. I didn't recognize. It felt real. It was like coming from my body more than it was from my head.
The feeling you've been experiencing
of
all
the
week.
Agitation. Agitation and discomfort. I don't know other words to put to it.
And those are what have been contributing to your feeling separate? You're beginning to dope out?
Well, it definitely leads to that. And I watched how it went on all week. But then when I came today, when I came here, I had sort of somehow forgotten that that had been going on. And I'm noticing this discomfort, this agitation. And all of a sudden, as I was sharing with my partner, it was like, oh, this has been going on all week. You know, And then when there was the sharing of how do we keep ourselves separate, and this team, you know, this team approach of we're exposing it all, and we're not going to put up with this anymore. I just thought, wow. I mean, I had to come here, I guess, to see the week's worth of that. Had snuck, you know, just was became believable. It just had taken a different approach or something, or, you know, because I don't feel like I wasn't paying attention. It was sort of mystifying. There has to be something wrong because this feels so real.
There has to be something wrong.
Oh, no matter how long we practice, it's like new stuff. Yeah. You know, it's great.
Yes,
and,
it's great.
I'm very grateful to
you. Nikki.
Well, actually what I wrote down about challenging myself this week is simply to be here.
To be here
is
challenging yourself.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, just without anything else, without any desires or stories or ways I should be or ways I shouldn't be.
Yeah, just to be here.
Just to be here.
Period.
And just while I'm talking, one of the things that when you asked what are we noticing as we begin, and one of the things that I was particularly noticing this afternoon as I took my stuff to my lodging was how beautiful the monastery is these days. And, you know, I mean, I don't think I'd gotten that far beyond the building lately, and just everything is so neat and painted and, you know, it's amazing.
It is.
It's really spiffy.
Yeah. And then you have a day like today. It all blows. One more and then Jen.
I just have to say really quickly, it's really nice to be with a group of people who think this is spiffy. So not. Because I completely agree. It just seems so spiffy to me.
I think that's your time. Dave, you had an announcement.
One thing that I forgot to mention in the orientation is that there will be a 9 to 10 work period for people occasionally, not every day, but we'll be rotating people through from 9 in the morning to 10 in the morning to help with, mostly with meal prep.
Yeah.
So if you'll keep an eye on message board for, in case that's you, on a given morning. Tomorrow morning I mentioned that we're going to have a kitchen cleanup and dishwash setup orientation, and that'll happen at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
And that's for everybody.
That's for everybody. Some people will be chopping vegetables while they're listening, but you can see that'll all be posted sometime during breakfast.
Okay.